Well, we're going to talk to Mark right now. First of all, before we do that, we're going to talk to Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
You're looking gloriously floral.
Floral today.
Absolutely.
Floral.
Yeah. It's a nice day.
It's a nice day. You're wearing pink, I'm wearing floral.
Exactly, yeah.
Normally black and blue is us, but... Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's just me after she's had a go at me.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
So, set it up then, Nettie.
Well, actually, before I set it up, I'm going to tell you two other things,
first of all,
if that's all right. First of all, the Chamber Business Awards were recently, and I'm delighted that Rift actually won the Excellence in Customer Service Award.
I saw that, and I tweeted that, and that's brilliant news. It's really good.
I'm really, really proud of that, and we had a brilliant evening, and the entertainment was by someone called Etienne.
I know.
Have you heard of him? Yeah. So that's that. And the other thing I just wanted to talk about is the 21st of July is our annual golf day for Rift.
I wonder what you're going to say there.
And we do it in support of the Lighthouse Club, which is a charity that supports the construction industry.
Right.
All the teams have been sold. However, there is sponsorship on the holes around the course, and actually it's quite a big event. So if anybody does want to sponsor a golf hole, don't look at me like that. They have to deal with Mary Daly.
Mary Daly. Not the Mary Daly.
That's the one. That's the one. And if they're brave enough to have a discussion and not pay out money for sponsorship...
You've got no hope in hell.
Seriously. If
once you talk to Mary, you're there.
You'll be parting with cash.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
No matter what.
So, the
lovely Mary.
Absolutely. I mean, the holes are £500 to sponsor, but if you talk to Mary nicely, she'll do them all for
£250. For £600. Just for those that don't know, Mary Daly is the lady that single-handedly raised like £2 million for the Multiple Sclerosis Centre in Canterbury. And she's a lady that actually has multiple sclerosis and 4 dozen kids.
Yeah.
She punched me last time I said that. She's actually got 4 kids.
She's got 4 children.
Yeah.
Four delightful children. But no, she's a brilliant supporter of us, and she's organising our golf day. But if there is anybody who'd like to... And I'm particularly interested in anybody who's actually in the construction industry, because it's for
that charity.
You need
someone to build them.
Yeah, build the holes.
Build a
Can
hole.
You build a hole?
If you've got a hole-making machine, we need you.
Yeah, don't you dig a hole. Yeah. So, anyway, that I will just keep banging on about until we've done the show in July now, so you might as well just sponsor a hole, really, and then I'll shut up.
21st of July, I shall remember that.
Yeah, do make sure you do.
Well, I can't forget it.
Why?
Well, it would have been my 38th wedding anniversary this year.
Well, not everyone remembers their wedding anniversaries, even when they're married.
Yeah.
I heard someone the other day said April the 1st was her wedding anniversary.
The
so
tick's,
the tick's
almost gone, and then when she mentioned it again, it came back.
Okay, it's a Friday in July, this golf
Thank
day.
You.
Does that help?
Yes.
Does that help?
I feel much better now.
Yeah. And then my guest today that I brought along, it's a little bit different this week, because usually I bring a client, and there's nothing wrong with bringing clients.
Yeah.
But obviously one of my jobs at Rift is I'm the partnership manager, and we partner with a lot of companies for the benefit of our clients.
Yep.
And I think that's the key thing to remember. It's not just me going out on jollies, it really is.
Nah.
Although it looks like it.
It just looks like it, yeah.
Okay, maybe it is. But it is all about adding value to clients, and Mark and WorldPay have been partners of ours for a long time, and I just thought it'd be interesting to bring some partners along this year and have a bit more of an understanding as to who these people are, why we partner, what we do, and the benefit to the clients.
And it's an interesting topic as well, of relevance to just about every business on the planet,
including the construction industry. And I'll let my man to my right tell me more.
Yeah, golf pole diggers. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Mark Bybee.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Mark is such a difficult word to say, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been practicing that. Mark.
We all look at with bated breath. You can look with bated breath. That's a mixed metaphor, isn't it?
You've beaten every doctor's surgery and dental surgery.
And he's not known for that, you know.
I'm good at weird pronunciations.
It will all go downhill from now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, anyway, Mike's joined us.
Got an email addressed to Mike this morning, so yes,
really?
That happens as well.
Is it?
Please have a reference to Etienne, though, because it's important.
Can I do a really tedious link to Etienne?
Yeah,
so I've just looked on my social media and seen a post from a friend of mine that's out in Las Vegas at the moment.
Right.
And he has just posted a picture of him with Penn and Teller after watching him on the show.
Yeah.
And I believe that Etienne fooled Penn and Teller. So that is my, that's my, fooled.
Yeah.
So yes, that's my tedious link to Etienne today.
Cool.
So.
Okay. Good stuff.
So yes, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, Mark. Thank you for joining us. For those people that live in a cave and don't know, just give us an overview of what WorldPay actually is. And you can also, we were talking off air about a little bit about the history of WorldPay, where you came from and how you got to where you got to.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind starting off just telling us what WorldPay are, what you do, how you do it, and then a little bit of the history, and then we'll move on from there.
Yeah, sure. So WorldPay, we are a card payment processing company. We are indeed, in fact, the UK's largest card payment processing company.
Right.
Essentially, we help businesses take payments.
Right.
And that can be face-to-face, maybe in a retail environment. It can be over the phone. It can be through websites in an e-commerce environment. Mm. It can be via via email as well. And we're actually now moving into cash as well. So
cash.
Well,
you're making your own.
I said cash. so we've just launched the future of tills. It's a smart till, so it's tablet based.
Right.
So it's all touchscreen and things like that. So now you can monitor your cash and card transactions.
Can I ask you a question? I used to know the numbers for this, and I've kind of forgotten it. And anyway, the numbers will have changed. A while back, I think 2012, may have been before that actually, for the first time globally, cash exceeded, checks exceeded cash. But I think since then, credit cards have exceeded both checks and cash.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So recently, card is now the most popular form of payment. And from a consumer point of view, recent research, around about 75 to 80% of all payments in the UK are made on card.
Yeah. And I guess we think, I know this could be a touchy point here, but with things like contactless and Apple Pay and Oyster cards and all that kind of stuff, that is just taking over and over everything now, isn't it?
Yeah, contactless is up about 240%
in
usage year on year. So it's hugely growing market, and it's imperative for businesses, if you have sort of face-to-face facilities, to look down that route, because it can actually speed up the transaction as well, and you're ultimately increasing your turnover through doing that.
Absolutely. And funnily enough, being old and having been around a long time, when I use the credit, I've always used credit cards or debit card or whatever. And whenever I've used them, I've always used them for bigger transactions.
Yep.
Never really wanted to use them for lesser transactions. But with contactless, you do. You buy anything. You buy a £1 thing.
Yeah.
And you just go bang with your, I've got Apple Pay. You just go bang with your phone, paid. And you don't have to faff around getting money out of your pocket and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. And the best example of that as a WorldPay customer is Transport for London. Yeah. So if you're travelling to London and you don't have an Oyster card and you're now doing contactless on the tubes, that goes through, we process those payments, WorldPay process those payments. And that's a perfect example of exactly how, and it's become convenience. It's convenience for consumers. We're in a world and a society where we want to do things as quick as we can and as easy as we can.
Absolutely.
We're trying to cater for that.
Absolutely. And
it's really annoying when you spend £31 or something, isn't it?
Why?
£30 or whatever, because that's the contactless limit, isn't it?
Oh, for the contact. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you want to go, you have to put it in a...
Do you know what I do when I'm in Tesco's? If it comes over, I put something back.
But it is interesting, on those occasions, when I've done one or the other, it does take a lot of time to put the card in and put your number in and wait for it to process and everything. Really, I can see why it's saving volume.
When we talk about time, you know, it's time in our day. We're all busy people. So the average time, if you do a chip and... This is such exciting radio, I've just realised. if you do a chip and pin transaction, is around about 7 seconds. Contactless being about 3 seconds. So 7 seconds in reality is
It's not that much of a big deal to me, it is to me. But as you say, the big retailers having that throughput of people and saving 4 seconds a person.
Absolutely. So I recently saw a customer who has a coffee stand at a train station in Kent. And... wasn't using contactless. And so as soon as we introduced contactless to their business, within that 1 hour window of, you know, queues and rush hours and things like that, we were able to double the amount of customers he was able to serve.
Wow.
And that makes a huge difference to a business.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely does. And then, of course, the other upside of all of this is you haven't got to handle cash.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's no banks to take the cash to.
And there's no banks to take the cash to anyway. But if, you know, so you've got to walk, you know, 10 miles with two bags of coins, you're going to get mugged, don't you?
It can reduce insurance costs, less cash on site. It's all that time that whilst you're walking down to a bank and paying that in, what else could you be doing more proactively in your business? Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we're just heading towards a cashless society and everybody knows it. There's no reason why we shouldn't, you know, cash it, you know, it's just tokens. They're just tokens and you don't need to have physical tokens to do things.
It's so interesting, though, saying that and thinking of the places where you go where you still have to use cash and you can't imagine them changing that anytime soon. But there's also odd things like Simon's school treasurer, and they have to have two signatures on an account. Therefore, they can't use online banking.
Mm.
Therefore, they can't make payments through banks. They have to do them through check. And so we're thinking, you know, checks are disappearing almost. And you can see why they had to keep them in the end. Because there's certain situations that are so archaic.
But it's the archaic situation that has to change, not the banking system.
No, exactly. And it's because they can't, you know, they have two people that have to say yes. They can't do that easily from different places at the same time.
There's always annoying things. I ought to state that many years ago when I had a proper job, I was actually the head of electronic banking for Citibank. So I have a bit of background into some of that, but there are always issues, and no matter what you do, you know, you'll invent something new that's an issue. And there are certain things, like, for instance, I've got a company bank account, and the person that organizes the bank account is only authorized to spend up to so much, da 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 da, and then I have to go in and authorize it, and then it tells me I can't authorize, you know, yada yada yada, normal kind of nonsense stuff that you get with any system that has, you know, the potential
checks and balances,
they can overcheck and tip over and balance. But on the whole, for me personally, I just believe that the whole plastic card. I want to avoid the use the word credit card because people then get confused about borrowing money.
Yeah.
Show on Friday, Money Talk Gone, where we were talking about that very thing.
Absolutely. You know, I use credit cards. I don't use a debit card. I use a credit card. But I pay mine off in full every month.
Yep.
Yeah. And you get 54 days free credit on a credit card, basically, and, you know, whatever other doody-dads they give you. But I'm a great believer in plastic. Yep. It's a better way of doing it. So, Mark, what I'd like you to do is tell us what Worldpay is. Give us a bit of the history to Worldpay as a company, what you actually do and how people can utilise what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about us. We're 30 plus years old, actually, as a business. We previously known as Streamline or Streamline Merchant Services. Don't say that. Streamline Merchant Services, which was part of the RBSG, RBS Group. And we acquired Streamline.
Mm.
And what we've done is...
Streamline have been around a long, long time as well, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. Streamline will be well known, and I'll walk high streets and I'll still see Streamline stickers out and about.
Yeah.
So they're a very well-known company. But as I say, they are no more. They are part of Worldpay. And what we've done, we've streamlined... use that word, no pun intended, all of our processes and systems. And so what we offer now is far different to a lot of our competitors out there. So we offer, typically in our industry, it's all contract-based, so you have to tie yourself into, you know, three-year, five-year contracts and things like that. We're able to offer a multitude of offerings to our businesses, and that is short-term contracts, fixed-price contracts, or pay-as-you-go options.
Mm.
And we're the only major provider that offer pay-as-you-go. And it's really nice. And we were talking off air about, you know, a lot of the seaside towns and that there might only be, you know, 6 months of the year where they may be trading.
Yep.
And previously they'd have to tie into a three-year contract, which seems, you know, they're only going to get 6 months of the year out of it.
Yep.
They can now actually do a pay-as-you-go agreement. And we're really, really pleased. And it's gone down really, really well with the businesses out there when it comes to that. A couple of other things, and to tie in to what Nettie was saying about certain industries and things like that, and you were talking, Paul, about debit versus credit and summarising as plastic. But one thing that it's really important to be able to offer a customer or a consumer is a choice or an option.
Yep.
So, for example, typically in sort of construction industry, I'll speak to a lot of businesses and they'll say, well, you know, customers will bax me my payment. Mm. And we were talking as well about potential bad debt and things like that, because someone saying they'll bax you, that's all well and good. But actually, when do they get round to doing that? And how long are you spending chasing that payment? Yeah. And are you writing any bad debt off and things like this? So by giving a customer an option to actually pay on plastic, you're giving your business a better chance of receiving those funds.
Absolutely. I can corroborate that. And in my business, many years ago, we signed up to WorldPay.
And we still are. Pleased to hear.
We're still a WorldPay user. And it fundamentally transformed my business, because up until then, we spent a lot of time dealing with bad debt. Once we were able to take online credit card payments or online plastic payments, we were able to insist that people paid before they advertised. And that eradicated all of our bad debt portfolio, saved us money in employing people like Jamie O'Connell to go around with a baseball bat and get our money. No, he doesn't do that, really. You know,
I had a similar situation when I had a magazine business, and the same thing, that you'd get right up to the deadline for printing, and you'd have that whole thing about, oh, do I put it in and hope they'll pay? If I don't put it in, I'll never get the money, and I'll have a gap in the magazine. But if I put it in, they might not pay, and I've already printed it. But then you could literally, you know, 11th hour, get them to pay by credit card, and, you know, it job done sort of thing. And so I am also a well-paid customer.
This isn't set up either. Yeah. You genuinely are. It's brilliant.
And it makes a huge difference to your business and to your business cash flow and to how much effort you have to spend on cash flow.
I always think coffee shops that don't take credit cards or debit cards. There was one in Hyde that now does take them. Mm. And for a long time, the previous owners didn't. And they were very successful. But I'm sure they would have been much more successful had they taken it, because quite often I wouldn't have gone in there because I didn't have any cash on me and I couldn't be bothered to go and get some. So I just go into a shop where I could pay with my debit card.
There's a really famous restaurant. I'm not going to name them. There's a really famous restaurant in the Whitstable area that does not take credit cards, and they won't take checks. You have to pay by cash, and it's not cheap, this place either.
Yeah.
And why they've kind of turned it into a gimmick.
It's a bit of a thing
because they don't have any trouble filling their restaurant.
But I'm sure in other places they have people either who don't go in there or they do go in there, but they only spend what they've got in their purse. Whereas had they paid with their card, they'd just spend whatever.
Our research shows that on average, spending on cards is 33% higher than with cash. Yeah. And that's a perfect example. So we've all probably been there where we've been in a pub and got a tenner in our pocket and run out of that tenner and you go, we'll call it a night. Whereas if you pull out a bit of plastic, you're suddenly standing for another drink or another round.
You're in dual surfing territory then.
But it's the way of the world and we all do it. And it's why the supermarkets have impulse buyers at the till, because they know typically it's going to be a plastic payment. So you're just adding...
But they have the view, don't they, that it's going to cost them X amount to have that facility to use the card, therefore it eats into their profits, therefore it's a problem. And it's that whole thing about, do you make more money by reducing your costs or by selling more? And actually those people will sell more, therefore they can afford to pay to have the service.
The other point about that as well is, and it's a very good point that you make, Joe, because you still go into places where they want to add a charge if you want to use a credit card. What are you on? You know, get out of it. But a lot of places still do.
I think the genius ones are the ones that say you can, the minimum is £5, because I don't know about you, but I'll always go, okay, I'll just buy something else. Yeah, that's fine. Here you go. I've only got a card. And I think actually that is the ploy to get people to spend more.
Last week, wasn't it, you were saying to me about that client that, what was it, how much it costs them to put all the transactions through? We said it always costs, we have to add this much on because that's what it costs us.
Yes.
And that's what they honestly believed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, an experience of a business was that because they were once charged in a different business 50p to process right. or no, to use right, to yes. spend on their card. When I went out to see that business, they thought it was going to cost them 50p each time.
And there's a lot of businesses about that still either they believe it or they're using it as a scam because that's why they charge the 50p or whatever.
I must say, for legal purposes, legally you are allowed to charge up to the percentage that you are being charged by your payment acquirer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, we're quite strict on that. You know, yeah. there are legal rulings yeah. around that. So.
But also that thing, and going back to what you were saying about the new iPad for the cash thing and everything else, you know, thinking back to when I first started working, I did some work in our cash office of Safeway, the supermarket company. And, you know, at the time, credit cards were just starting to be used a bit more. But we counted tons and tons and tons of cash.
Yeah.
The amount of time it took to have the amount of people needed to be in the cash office to count all the money.
Yeah.
So even for small companies, yeah. catching up at the end
of the
night.
That's exactly the point I was about to make before I distracted myself. The point is that there's a transaction cost in terms of handling a card, but it's a transaction saving
yes,
as well.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, outside of the 30% extra spend that Mark just identified, there's also the cost saving of having to handle, count, transport, pay in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And banks aren't exactly cheap either in terms of their transaction costs. So,
The bigger companies that get, the security companies coming to pick cash up from them because that's the health and safety way to do it and stuff. You
I
know.
Think as well, Joe, you touched on there, which is, you know, time is precious, certainly as a small, medium-sized business owner.
Yeah.
And you don't want staff wasting time counting cash, taking it down the bank, then being out of the business and things like that. So, again, with our new system, it's called My Business Hub. You can see more about it at worldpay.com. Shameless plug alert. But actually, as I say, it will automatically count what's in the till at any point in time. It will tell you live what card payments you've taken, debit cards, credit cards, etc. It can all be remotely accessed as well.
Right.
So a business owner doesn't even have to be in the business and still see how their business is performing. That's through an award-winning product called My Business Dashboard that we have as well.
That's brilliant. When people come back and say, you've not given me enough change back and things like that, and you have to say, well, we'll have to cash up the till to find out.
Yeah, you can do it now.
See it straight away.
Yeah.
Straight away.
See, absolutely. 30 years ago, this would have been brilliant.
It's also auto-reconciliation, so no more Zed reports and X-reads and things like
X-ray.
That.
Oh,
so
it's
auto-reconciled, so you can, at the end of the day, press one button and all your end of day is done.
Oh, that's
so, you know, we've got productivity tools here. We've got productivity gains by doing it, and you've got the potential to increase your revenue stream by doing it. So it's a bit of a no-brainer. That you should really. I personally can't think of any business in which I would say, don't take credit cards. I just can't think of it.
Can I surprise you with another fact then?
Yeah.
So, only 2/3 of small to medium sized businesses actually take cards.
Really?
There is still 1/3 of businesses out there which are not taking cards.
And do you think? Do you have any idea? Do you have any feel as a business what the breakdown between those people that just don't want to because they don't want to, and those people that just don't know how to.
I think that's it. So there is a myth that it's expensive to do so, and I think we've sort of touched on today actually the benefits and the rewards of accepting cards, and there are many more which I could go through.
Yeah.
One of the major ones, the last one I'll touch on really is accepting credit cards. So as soon as you accept card payments, a lot of people assume it's in a debit environment, and debit environment being cash or bank transfer or a debit card.
Yeah.
But actually, and again, coming back to construction industry and where it works really nicely, is actually somebody who, let's say, for example, really wants a job done. They're looking to sell their house or something like that, and they want an extension or whatever it may be. They really want it done, but they don't have the funds in their account at the moment, yet they hold a credit card. They can pop that on their credit card, so that the builder, the construction company, get the job there and then. They get their money. The money's secured to them.
Mm-hmm.
The customer gets their extension, and they can pay it off in their own time, £50 a month for the next however months if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, for a lot of businesses, it opens up new opportunities of sale as well. So, you know, where once before, if they didn't accept cards as a business, they wouldn't maybe have got that job, and that customer may have gone somewhere else where they could put it on their credit card. They can now take on extra jobs as well, and you know, the revenue is exponential from there.
Absolutely.
And that's a really good support for a small business. You know, if you are a small business that you lay patios, and someone wants a patio done, as simple as that, but this can be this pay-as-you-go system that you do, that might be the only time they use it that year.
Absolutely,
But that means that that small business got that job.
Absolutely,
We're kind of fast running out of time, and I want to ask you another question at totally the other end of the spectrum. Have you any idea, Mark, what the biggest payment on a credit card has been? For Worldpay, and I might be able to top it.
I don't. I know somebody was telling me a story the other day about miskeying in. So, you know, you go out and someone types in it, and they bought a £6 watch strap, which went for £60,000. I mean, that's a bit of a surprise when you get that bill for it.
But and impressive they have the credit card to do it.
My first response was, did it not decline?
So, you impressive.
Know. How about this? And this was a long time ago. It was back in the 1980s when I worked at Citibank. And I was head of the regional credit checking centre for Diners Club, where we owned Diners Club. And one Saturday I got a phone call and from the guys at work, and they went, we've had an authorisation request come in, but the system can't cope with it. And as the senior officer, you have to approve this payment. And the bloke standing at the terminal waiting to pay. So I'm going, okay, what is it? And it was some Saudi prince. And I said, he's at a boat show and he's bought a yacht and he won, it's $8 million. And I went, yeah, approved. I don't know. If we're going to lose, let's lose big. Yeah. So that was my one, $8 million.
Yeah, I don't know if I can talk. I would imagine so. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to try and...
Don't worry, it's just an excuse for Paul to tell the story. Yeah, you don't
I
need to
I
come
just,
up with a
no, book. I just wondered if anybody had ever tried to buy a house on a credit card or something.
That's how we select guests. We see. Paul comes up with a fact, and I have to find a guest
now
that find can match the story.
Yeah, now find me someone to top that fact.
I like that we've gone from buying cartons of milk for a pound on contract list to approving $8 million.
It's the beauty of this show. Yeah. It's the beauty of this show. Something for everyone.
Exactly. So very quickly, I'm sorry to rush you, Mark, but we are kind of fast running out of time and I want to make sure we cover everything here. So if I'm a small business, let's get back to reality here. If I'm a small business and I've been going, you know, oh, it costs far too much to take cards, but, you know, I'm losing business now because I'm not taking cards. What's the deal? How does it work?
Okay. First thing is to get in contact with myself.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter at MarkB_WP. Please do get in touch.
He doesn't even use his own name. He can't say it.
Yeah.
It's Bybee.
Get in touch with us. We provide a personal service. So, again, a lot of this, you know, a lot of our competitors will email or you'll get a phone call. Yeah. And, you know, it's very hard to see a business and what happens within a business and how customers are interacting with that business that way. I go out to every single business that inquires to our services and sit down with the business owner and we look at a strategic plan of what would work best for them. There is no off-the-shelf answer necessarily.
There's been a tweet. Burlings Interiors want you to contact them. And that was even before you said that you provide that personal service. So I'm sure they'd be very happy.
I will see you soon. And it's really important to me. It's really important to Wellpay that we actually provide that because I've just come from Hive and a lady said to me, I recommended you to somebody down the road because when I had problems with my system, you came to see me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it happens so rarely these days.
Well, your business card said regional, and I said, oh, what's your region? You said South East Kent. Is that what you said?
East Kent.
That was it. And I was expecting you to go, you know, like, oh, Guildford, London, whatever.
We have
got the time to go and see these people.
I live in Ashford.
Yeah, so you are local.
And I work in East Kent, so I am truly local. Mm. Yes, please get in touch, and we'll look at a sort of a business review. Right. With regards to how to interact with customers and making sure the checkout process for them is as easy as possible and that ultimately you get paid and paid on time.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure and a fascinating topic. A simple topic in some respects, but fascinating nonetheless.
We tried to play it down at the beginning, but I think, you know, we did that one well.
We do all things well.
It's not a sexy topic,
is
it?
But, you know, money. Yeah. Money and credit cards. Girls like money and credit cards.
But I think, for those small businesses that don't take credit cards, that exasperate all of us, you know, when you go in and they go, oh, I haven't got any cash. Everybody, what's the matter with you? My gut feeling is a lot of people think it's cost too much or it's too, or they can't, you know, they're not big enough to take credit cards or whatever. Mm-hmm. So checking that out and making sure that you can is important. Mark, thank you so much for joining
us.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Really fascinating insight into online payments. Thank you so much. Mark Bybee.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
You've pronounced it right again for some people.